And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one,
and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Hey, what do you know? What's up? We're
news
good.
Weather throughout the morning.
Oh, just for you. You know what I thought of? I would like for somebody, there's a challenge out here. I would like for somebody to make a remix of the podcast intro. So I'm going to play it in the clear and I'm going to turn our microphones off. That way we can
First off, what do you mean?
I just want to see if somebody can put a beat behind it just to make it crazy.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
All right, now you have your tools. Do what you will. The podcast this week sponsored by Match.com. And if you're looking for somebody, if you're looking for love, you've been looking in all the wrong places. I couldn't say places just now.
Looking for what?
Looking for noob. Finding a very special someone just got a whole lot easier when you download the Match.com mobile app. And you get your matches sent directly to your phone where you are. Usually most people are, you know, listening now on their phone. So why not do all your love? I almost said lovemaking. Love finding on your phone. Some people do their lovemaking on their phone too. I don't know. Anyway, if you're one of our listeners to the podcast, you can get 7 days for free just by going to match.com/Bubba. Match.com/Bubba. And you can check that out today.
Very nice. Yeah.
So I'm starving right now. I don't know what it is. Why? Like, I don't eat until like 2 p.m. That's sadly when I eat breakfast. But I am starved today. I don't know what I did different.
You need to get one of that, some of that, what's it called, Patrick? The coffee? The bulletproof coffee. Well,
yeah, you know.
He swears by it.
Maybe that's it. I just, normally I'll have a banana or something. I say I don't eat breakfast until 2. I'll usually have a banana.
After the show you eat, usually.
Yeah, but I didn't today.
Patrick's been doing that bulletproof coffee, which is black coffee, butter, and coconut oil. And he mixes that together and drinks it in the morning. And he says he feels great.
I made some the other day that was a little different. I made it with coconut butter and Splenda. And it was good. It wasn't the same. It didn't have extra butter. But it was really good and really creamy and all that.
Yeah.
So you can make it different ways.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. But a lot of people swear by it. I don't know. Those things really always make me feel kind of like... Really? Really?
People saying, ew. No, it's actually really good.
It's not, no, it's really? Not really
See,
good.
I disagree. I thought it was it, really
is
good.
Is pizza good? Is pizza,
pizza
really
is
good?
Great.
Okay, then that's
Bad
really
pizza
good.
Is okay.
This is okay. It's not good and it's not really good. It's okay.
Hey, Ron. I don't know, dude. I think that bulletproof coffee thing. Like, if you don't have to buy the guy's brand or whatever, you just make it out of stuff that you have at home, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the one I made without the butter, I just did the coconut oil and the Splenda and the coffee. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, my wife, like, she took 2 sips, and then she walked she got up off the sofa and walked all the way to me holding the mug like this, you know? Yeah, you hold the mug. She goes, this is so good.
She whispered it?
Yes. That's how you knew she liked it.
You're right.
This is so good. I went, wow, okay. Well, I guess it's pretty good.
What's going on? Patrick has actually been kind of sick this
Patrick
week.
Patrick has been very sick.
He's, so we're welcoming
Did
him
you
back.
Did you get a shot the other day, Patrick?
An IV.
You got an IV. That's yeah. Great.
I was dehydrated, so they gave me an IV with some good drugs in it. That was great.
They gave you a 4.
What'd you get?
Just... painkillers to make the throat pain to where I could swallow. I couldn't swallow, and it's not like you know when you have a sore throat, you're like, oh, it hurts when I swallow. No, like the muscles in my throat would not do what I wanted them to do.
Yeah.
So, you know, like when your muscles are sore.
So many jokes.
I know. I'm just letting it go.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just letting it go.
So many jokes.
I'm just going to stop.
But the thing is they're not even like it's so obvious that it's really, even if you did it, you kind of go, eh, I thought of that and about five others.
I told you to go get the, because every time I get strep, every time I get sick in general, I get the steroid shot. And within an hour or two, you feel like a different person. And usually the next day, it kind of backslides a little bit, but not as much as what it was before, and you feel good,
yeah,
pretty much ready to go back to work the next day.
I like to use that meth. Have y'all tried that?
I hear it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. Like the first time, it's pretty good, and then it's kind of.
I haven't tried that though.
People do stuff, crazy stuff, man. Like, would you ever try meth? Ever? Would you ever try that?
No.
No. Me either.
I thought you were talking rhetorical.
I don't even like. I won't even try deviled eggs. I'm sure I'm not going to try that.
Big D has an aversion to eggs in anything. He won't even eat mayonnaise.
No.
That's crazy.
Man, my mom used to make deviled eggs. And now, I love my mom, obviously. Everyone loves her mom for the most part. But she would want me to help her. And I was like.
Help her what? Make the eggs?
Make the eggs. I'm like. And I'd sit there and I would dry heave over the sink. Oh, it's not that bad is what she'd. Oh, it's not that bad. And I'm like, oh, man, is it really not that bad? Or is it that bad? It's really that bad.
That's weird.
And I finally get to the point where I said, I would walk in the door and she would be making them and I would just turn around and leave. Where are you going?
See, and there's nothing cooler to me than boiled eggs and, oh, dude, like I do the whole thing. Like, how do you peel them?
I don't. How do I peel?
Like, you don't fix eggs ever for your boys or anything?
Yeah, I can eat them scrambled if I make them.
Oh, no, what I do is this is a great little tip, by the way. If you're listening, get a little plastic, you know, those little short plastic cups, almost like the size of like a whiskey glass. You get one of those, you boil all your eggs, then you put a little bit of water, about half full, drop your egg into it, and just go over the sink, you go, and you shake it up, and you hold the top so the egg doesn't come out. And you shake it for maybe 6 seconds, and you just hold it over the garbage can, and it just the peeling comes right off.
It's kind of like garlic. You can do garlic similar.
Yeah, it works for eggs. Just saying.
So I was going to bring something up. Tell me what you think about this idea. There's a group of people who have the idea of turning retirement homes into, for lack of a better word, a human library.
Old folks' homes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where instead of checking out a book, you check out a person, you borrow them, and you hear their stories.
What?
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. So because the people who are in the nursing homes, they have lots of stories, and it's good for them to get out and, you know, tell those stories and to be around younger people. And then you get the benefit of hearing their stories about life and things they've gone through. A human library. You're not reading the book, you're hearing it.
Yeah, but these are strangers. We're not talking about people you know.
What are they
going to
do? It's ninja, not like you're attack taking, you?
Well, you don't know. You don't know anything about somebody.
Yeah, I do
somebody.
Know. People I do flip. Know that guy's not going to ninja attack me.
You don't know.
I do know.
These
100%.
Have you not seen The Notebook? Remember the part whenever she kind of flips a little bit?
I haven't seen it.
You don't know. You don't know people.
I do know that the 90-year-old dude isn't going to roundhouse kick me.
You don't know that.
No, I do. I know that.
A Night at the Museum, Dick Van Dyke, lethal.
Again, that was magic. The dinosaurs came alive.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was pretty cool. Number two was not as good at all.
Really? I liked number two.
I liked it. This wasn't as good.
I'm still waiting on what's the Nicolas Cage things? You know the ones he always does?
Oh,
National Treasure.
Yeah, yeah.
I want National Treasure 3 so bad. I don't know if they're doing it or not.
Oh, they could just pick all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah, the first time I saw it was really good. I want to see that new show. I just saw the trailer yesterday. It's called Casting Joan Benet Ramsey.
That's a show?
Yes.
Like where they just look for somebody to play the part?
Yeah. I want to.
That's insane.
I know.
Well,
I
are think we really it is, that starved that's for entertainment that we have to now our shows are the casting of the shows?
Until Stranger Things gets back on the air in October. It is the story of, I don't know, I saw the trailer. It was unlike anything I've ever seen before. You know, we always talk about breaking down the third wall. It really broke down the third wall. It is a show that is scripted, kinda, but it's people going, hi, I'm so-and-so. I'm trying out for the part of John Ramsey. I think his name is John Ramsey. And he kind of looks like John Ramsey. And the other guy going, yeah, I'm trying out for the part of John Ramsey. And then this other one, I'm this little girl, I'm trying out for the part of JonBenet. And it's really crazy what happened. I don't wonder if we're ever going to know. And I think it kind of goes into how the mystery of it all. But it's going to be out in May something.
I will skip that one.
I'll skip that one
just like I skipped the Mama June hot to not thing or whatever.
Man, I did too.
I don't want to get us on the Mama June bandwagon again.
Don't get me on the. I'm going to get on the Mama June bandwagon.
Tommy, I just want to talk before we go to that. Tommy, our friend from the World War II Museum, just said, I have been yelled at and attacked by a cane from old men sometimes when I go to interview them. So there's that. When you go to check out an elderly person from the old people library.
Why would they attack him?
I don't know. He's there to get their story.
Is he just being, Tommy, you just being funny? You're trying to be.
No, he's not being funny. Tommy's straight, man. He's like, he's never tells. I don't think I've ever heard Tommy tell a joke. Tommy, if you've ever told a joke and I didn't know it, I wouldn't know it. Because you're that guy.
It's different. I'm not talking about World War II vets. I'm talking about guys just like who, okay, you know.
Other people are saying, what about the safety of the elderly? You know, think about, you don't know who's checking somebody's grandma out.
All right, listen. It was just an idea. Some people are talking about it. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there.
Tommy said Alzheimer's. That's why.
Ah.
So, again, like in The Notebook, whenever she kind of had the little trigger moment and.
Ah. Yeah, let's scratch that idea. The old human library is a no go.
That's pretty crazy.
I'll take him. And how long do I have him for? 3 hours. Okay, cool. Hi, how are you? I'm Derek. What's your name? Harold. Hey, Harold. So go ahead and you sit down. And just look at him. Go ahead.
Entertain me.
Go ahead, Harold. Tell me about when you were growing up.
Hello, my baby.
I don't want to.
Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
What happens if you get an ornery one? I don't want it. I don't like it here. It smells funny.
Take me back.
Take me back. I don't like you. All right. Come on. Just tell me your story. I rented you.
I know they're rented.
I've got you for another 2.5 hours.
It's like Blockbuster back in the day. You go browse on the aisle, and you just go, I'll take that one and that one, and we're good.
How about the, it wasn't Blockbuster.
That's crazy talk, man.
It was the video stores that were, had the
like
other.
Like the mom and pop video stores?
And they had the back room one, and it had like the curtain across the doorway.
I mean, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
And you may or may not have seen your PE teacher go in and out there. And you're like, hey.
With those awesome PE teacher shorts.
Oh, the coach's shorts.
Remember those from back in the day? Do they still wear that? Coaches don't wear that now.
No. They're like big Sansibelt. The big thick waistbands. Yeah.
Tommy said he does make jokes. No. He's not all serious.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Oh,
hey, take me home.
I was still at the video store. Sorry.
Take me home.
You want? Can we go rent a video? Take me to the back room. I haven't been in the back room in a long time.
I just took my pills.
Anyway, so
I snorted.
That's that. That is that. Can't believe Easter's already come and gone. Before you know it, man, it's gonna be summer. And it's going to be so hot. It's going to be like,
And then you guys are going to be complaining.
I know.
It's too hot. And then everybody's going to be making climate change jokes and references. And, oh, you don't like it? Climate change. Yeah. Isn't that the weirdest thing? And I always want to go, weather. This rain today? Not climate change. That's weather.
I'm in really in the middle of all that. I'm not
I'm not a denier.
I'm not either.
I am one of those people who personally, I don't know if it's human caused. And there's everybody who they immediately say it's human caused. We don't know that. When you talk to a geologist who knows the rock record and they can look at the way the dying off of certain, you know, varieties of plants and things like that over the millions of years that we've been on Earth, you see there are cycles. And we just happen to be in one of those weird little cycles.
But see, you don't know that either. So,
well, yeah.
No, you don't.
I had a big talk with Bill. Bill, who is a geologist.
Nye? Bill
no,
Nye?
No. Bill Nye is definitely, he would yell at me. You're a denier! And I'm not a denier. I do believe there's stuff going on. I do believe climate change is happening. But I believe it's cyclical. The Earth wobbles. We're on an oval. We don't go in a circle around the sun. We go a little out here, a little over here. You know, it's kind of like this. It's oval-ish. It's not a circle, though.
Yeah, but so we don't wobble.
We do. The Earth wobbles on its axis.
Okay.
You just can't feel it because it wobbles, you know.
Because it's not much?
No, it does. It wobbles a lot. You know what really freaks me out is they're talking about how we could have, we could be on the cusp of a polar flip. Where north and south will go whoop. It's happened several times in the past, and it throws everything off. The animals freak out, people freak out, GPS freaks out.
The Purge.
It's kind of like The Purge, but not.
I watched that for the first time. I watched Purge 2. God, what a dumb movie. It was not done well. Have you seen the first one?
No.
Oh.
The idea of The Purge freaks me out. Like, I can't watch it because I would be the guy, you know, with all the armament and everything. I would be setting my house up for the best thing.
Yeah, no way anyone could kill you.
No, but they could. I mean, believe they could. Me.
But I mean, just your average run-of-the-mill guy, it's not going to kill you.
Every house has its weak points. And I mean, the thing is, if you can't get in, you just set it on fire. That's the bad thing is that, you know.
Yeah, but you can still get around that. You can have something inside that you just, it's like a
special room.
Yeah, that's fireproof.
Like one of those fire safes that you walk into?
Yeah.
Which will only keep you, I think when they say that it's good for like an hour or whatever it was, what did the guy tell us? Those fire safes, if it's good for an hour, basically it keeps it below 300 and something degrees for up to an hour. Oh. I think is the point. So you would still be getting cooked. Yeah. So it wouldn't be a comfortable thing to be in. God, what a horrible conversation. The Purge is a stupid idea.
It was I didn't care for the movie at all. I haven't seen John Wick 2 yet.
John Wick 2, awesome!
I keep waiting for it to come out to where I can rent it. I am watching enough. I'm watching Better Call Saul. You never got into that, did you?
No, I was never into the meth show, whatever that one was.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah, which is the precursor to Better Call Saul.
Yeah, it's got a lot of... I think you got that backwards, but...
No, or whatever it was. Or, I'm sorry, yes. Yeah. Better Call Saul is the precursor to... But they came out of order, like Star Wars prequels.
It's done really well, though. You'd appreciate how well it's done.
Remember we went to Jesse Pinkman's house? Was it Jesse Pinkman's house we went to or whatever? Or you went to, not we. You went to it.
I like how you piggyback on my memories.
But you know why, though? You and I have been in Albuquerque together. So I don't know. I remember the vision of you standing in front of the house, and I went, oh, yeah, we went. Yeah. No, it was just you that time.
Yeah, and it wasn't Jesse Pinkman.
Whose house were you?
It was the main guy. Walt.
Walt. Walter.
Yeah. Walt is short for Walter. Anyway, well, yeah, it's interesting time that we're in with all this stuff with Russia, and you see they flew another plane.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Alaska coast, four planes in 4 days.
It's
now.
Like what they used to do back in the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s and 80s. We were always, not just them, but us, we would always kind of incur make little visits into each other's area. I mean, I'm not going to say who, what, when, where, but I do know of somebody who was on a submarine that they popped up in a bay one time inside somebody's waters, went peekaboo, and then they left from America. And they were like just letting the Russians know that, hey, you never saw us coming, and we're sitting here in your front yard just pooping on the grass like a dog.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the way, it's war games. That's what we do. We just kind of play games with each other. The North Korea thing, I think, is kind of serious because you've got, I don't know if you've been watching, China has massed troops on the North Korean border. Russia has massed troops on the border of North Korea. And of course, obviously, we have troops on the border with North Korea in South Korea. And we're all just kind of sitting there. China and Russia are trying to keep the North Koreans, in case something does happen, they're trying to basically keep them contained in their country because they're concerned that if something does break out, that they're going to all flee North Korea to try to go into China and Russia. And why would they do that if they didn't think it was serious too?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if Russia and China thought this whole thing was just going to blow over, they wouldn't be massing troops.
It is kind of scary,
it's
man.
It's crazy, man. And then you got North Korea going, we'll use any option available, meaning nukes. They basically threatened.
We're saying the same thing, by the way.
Yeah, but no, we're not saying we're going to nuke them.
They're not either. They're saying.
No, they're saying they were going to nuke us. Kim Jong-un came out the other day.
I'm pretty sure we've said something very similar.
No, we just said we're going to kick your butt. I don't think we said we would nuke them.
And all options are on the table is says that we'll use whatever, but. I don't know, man. I remember growing up, having that fear of
Red Dawn.
Well, what was that movie that came out?
It was called The Day After.
Day After.
The Day After.
God,
it was a TV miniseries, and it was horrible.
Ruined me.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Ruined me.
It was like a late 80s thing, and it was like in the middle of the Cold War, and we all thought it was basically what would happen to America if there was a nuclear war between us and Russia, and yeah, it was a terrible show. It really messed me up. I think that's why I'm a prepper today. I really believe a lot of that comes from seeing that show and Red Dawn and all those, you know, things like The Walking Dead and all that. It just all kind of
culminated.
Yeah, it does.
And that we would have in school, do you guys remember having to go through those drills? Like we would go out in the hallway and line up against the wall and sit down and put our head between our knees or something. I'm like, what?
I wish I could do that now.
Like, how is that? I mean, we thought that was, okay, we're fine from a nuke when it hits as long as we sit down and put our head down between our knees. Okay, we're good.
That's going to fix everything.
Or, we have to get underneath our desk.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think anybody wins the nuclear war scenario. And the bad thing is I don't think America, and I hate the fact that we're talking about all this because this isn't our normal thing, but maybe that's why it's good we're getting it out here. I don't think America could ever, even if they were to nuke Seoul, even if North Korea were to nuke Seoul, Korea, I don't think America could use nuclear weapons in retaliation because we are so accountable to the media and we're so accountable to the rest of the world. You know, if we were to retaliate with nukes, then we're no better than North Korea. And it would be political suicide. I can't believe you allowed them to do that. Blah, 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 because, I mean, nukes are bad.
Yeah.
I don't see any kind of situation to where this thing turns out good unless I would like to see, and I'm holding out hope here, you know, whether you're pro or anti-Trump, remember his whole thing was, I'm the negotiator. Well, it's time to start negotiating and work out something because right now you've got two rams fighting over a girl and they're just rattling their horns against each other and it's not going to end out well if you keep this up.
Yeah. Well, wow,
that actually made sense.
That's a real bummer. It's a real bummer.
Wolverines!
Yeah.
I've never seen the remake of Red Dawn.
Oh, it's not bad. Listen, the original Red Dawn was great. If you watch it again,
it's very dated.
It's not. It didn't date. It didn't age well.
It didn't age well at all.
The second one is not great, but it's not terrible. It's pretty good.
The one with Thor.
Is that who's
isn't
in it?
Thor in it? Like, or
I tell
it's
you,
not
man,
Thor, I always get confused between Thor and Miley Cyrus's Thor, because you know, like she's like dating the brother or was at the time. I don't know anymore. I really don't keep up with it.
I don't know,
but I know one
about.
Of the Thor brothers was in there.
You talking about the Thor brothers?
You know, the guy who plays Thor and his other brother, the other handsome stud dude, and they're both. Yeah. I just call them the Thor brothers because that's who they are.
What's his name? Somebody knows.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor, the older brother, and the other, Liam Hemsworth, is the one that was dating Miley. Oh, thank
honestly,
you, Samantha.
Honestly,
you rock.
I thought they were the same person.
No. No, because Chris Hemsworth, Thor, is all bowed up and gigantic.
Oh, Liam's
and Liam not? Is the one from The Hunger Games. Who isn't? He looks like him. It was. Like, it's weird because you have like it's like a before and after picture. Before the gym, after the gym.
Is Liam Hemsworth the guy who is the love interest in Hunger Games?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. They're brothers.
Not the blonde-haired guy, but the one that she leaves in the beginning, the one in the woods and all that.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. He's kind of skinny.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah. So it looks like they're the before and after. You know, before the gym, after the gym.
Yeah. Okay. I got you now. Did you like the Hunger Games?
I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I did. I liked all of them. I read the books, so I had a lot of hope for the movies because I liked the books so much. But I hated the last Hunger Games book, the way it ended. Like that last chapter where they just kind of resolved it and wrapped it like it was like, we've got a deadline, we got to meet this. And then
it was kind of...
It went...
Yeah.
And you go, no, why'd you do that? And they made it a little better on the movies, but it was still... They could have come up with something better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what was good, though. I went and saw, and I know this, I don't even know if it's still in the theaters, but the Logan. Did we talk about this, you and I?
I think you and I did, yeah, a little bit. You really liked it.
It was fantastic. By far the best superhero movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Like, ever. It was...
You didn't tell me it was that good.
Oh, yeah. I said it's the best. I said it's the best X-Men movie ever.
Yeah.
But I really meant it's the best superhero movie.
Oh, wow.
I ever saw. Like, it was the most humanizing superhero movie. I mean, I like the whole original Christopher Nolan Batman series up until the one with Bane was stupid. I hated that one. But the first ones up until Bane were good. But no, Logan, just amazing.
That's the one with his daughter, right?
Yeah. And you just, it's really good, but you cannot take kids at all. Like,
why?
Because it's pretty violent. I mean, by violent, there's a lot of beheadings and things like that going on. It's not tempered for kids. And they told it, like, when you go into the theater, there are signs, or when you went, I don't know if they happen now, they're like, not intended for younger audiences, mature content, and all kinds of signs posted everywhere.
In the theater?
In the theater, yeah.
Like they put like sign,
yeah, because a lot
sign?
Of people would go, I guess, and bring their kids, and they're like, come on, little homie, let's go see the movie. And they go and sit their kid on their lap, and they watch the movie, and I'm, like in the first couple minutes, you go, holy crud.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, speaking of...
Like Deadpool. Yeah, somebody's mentioned Deadpool. And Deadpool also not for kids, but great.
Never saw that either.
I can't wait for the next one. Next you never Deadpool. Saw the first Deadpool?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you'd love it.
No.
You'd love been. It. I'll tell you the thing about Deadpool, and somebody's going to probably rip me on this one, but it was fantastic, and I love the one-liners up until about the halfway point of the movie, and then I wanted the jokes to stop because it was like being in a movie written by Bob Hope. Have you ever watched those old Bob Hope movies? You know, the old black and white ones.
Mm-hmm.
All it is one-liner after one-liner. Oh, look at his nose. Look at that. And there's no substance to it. The action was fantastic. Ryan Reynolds was amazing. But the one-liners just got, I don't know. It was like somebody, I think the phrase I used back when I saw the first one originally was, it was like somebody telling you Twitter jokes. One after another, after another, after another. It was like somebody reading funny tweets during the movie.
It's like when women date a guy who's trying too hard.
Yes, the movie tried too hard. And it was great in the beginning, but then they could have backed off just a little bit, and it would have been so much better. So hopefully they got it. But then again, it made a gazillion dollars, so they don't care. Keep the jokes coming, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. That new phone came out today.
Which one?
The new
HTC or Samsung?
Samsung 8, I think it is.
Yeah. I told you, I could never... I would love to switch. Sometimes I get a little annoyed with my iPhone, but I have too much money invested in apps. I can't switch.
You can't... those don't transfer over.
Not to... not from one to another. If you go from one iPhone to an iPhone, yeah, it does. Yeah. But not iPhone to Droid or
you ever go in your apps store and you look at all the apps that you have purchased?
Yeah.
And how many are downloaded?
And the ones that aren't on your phone? If you actually look at the apps that are not on your phone, you
it's
go, whoa.
It's mind-boggling. It's crazy. And you go, what is that? I don't even remember this. And then you go, oh, I like that. Do I put that back on?
I have, you know, I do a lot of things where I follow these blogs and things like that where they show apps every day. They highlight apps like, hey, here's the best free apps today. They're paid apps that they put for free for like one day only.
Mm-hmm.
And I go and I just download, probably if they list 10, I'll download 2 every day. And I'll try them out for a little bit. And
get
then
rid of it or keep it
and
or whatever?
Get rid of it or keep it. And
what is that? Where is that?
I'll have to send it to you. I don't know where it is. It's something I have set up on my Twitter, like, you know, just there.
Yeah.
Like automatically. Hey, Patrick.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Good
to see you.
Good to be here.
Yeah, I like to try. I like that. That's what I always like to do. I mean, here's a little tip, a little life hack. If you are trying to find an app that finds restaurants, local restaurants.
Like Yelp?
That you want to, yeah, like that kind of thing.
I love Yelp.
Go and Google best app for whatever you're trying to do.
Groupon.
And it will tell you all those. Groupon's a great one. And it will tell you all those, all the apps that like, oh, I'm trying to, you know, cut the background out of a picture. What's the...
Mindy says local flavor is one, too. I don't know about that one.
I haven't heard of it.
I'm going to check that out.
There's lots of apps up there. Lots of apps.
There's an app for all those apps.
You're an Android guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
The new Samsung is out today. That 8. What do you have?
I have a
6.
I have a Note 5, which is similar to a 7.
Is that the one pre-explosion or post-explosion?
This is
pre-explosion.
Yeah,
you had the pre. That's because that was a 7.
Like I said, the Note 5 and the 7 came out by the same time. So this is only like a 9-month old.
Oh, okay.
But it was not the one that was blowing up. I don't know.
I have had my phone in my pocket before, and I'm sitting there, and I feel it just getting really hot on my thigh. And I'm like, what do I do if it blows up? So I'll take it out, and it's physically hot to the touch. I'll take the case off and everything. Sometimes it just gets hot.
Sometimes
randomly.
I would use a phone or an iPad to score games in the summer, baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
And
just sitting in the sun?
It'll just die. It'll say, it's too hot. You have to cool it down. So what we had to end up doing was taking a bag of ice and resting it behind it so that it would keep it cool in the sun.
Oh, that's smart.
Or an ice, you know, like you know, those different ice packs.
That's really smart.
Yeah. Otherwise, they'll just shut off. And when they shut off, they don't come back on until you cool it down. It'll be at least 15 minutes.
I have one of those little clips on my truck on the, you know, those little, I don't know what they're called, but they're little vent clips. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Vent clips for your phone. So I put my phone up on the vent clip. That way I can run nav and all that stuff and see my navigation and it tells me what to do and all. But in the winter, when I'm running the heater, it's coming out of the vent and I don't even think about it. And all of a sudden I'll be driving and it goes off. I'm like, no, I don't know where to go now.
Yeah,
and you have to put your AC on, and it's just dumb.
I miss my vent clip. When I got the new phone, it's like a little bit too big, so the vent clip didn't work anymore.
Well, you can just get one. Just say what kind of phone you have, and it'll tell you what ones fit.
Yeah, they
they're like $6.
I know. It's just going and buying a new one. You know, I haven't done it. So,
Amazon.
Did you guys miss me while I was gone?
We did. Not really.
While you were gone?
Yeah. I was gone for like 3 days.
Oh, wow.
You didn't notice?
What's funny is we had so many listeners going, where's Patrick?
We had one.
What?
Did we? Nobody ever said a word. I would actually go to retweet some of your tweets. I'm like, God, you know he's sick. If he's not coming to work and not tweeting, he doesn't want to talk to anyone.
Anything. I just had I haven't eaten. I didn't drink any much, you know? Like, it was really...
If I drink much, you mean you didn't drink much
like
water?
Water. Like, not like, seriously. It's been rough. This is the worst. I think I've had strep throat before, but I don't remember it being this bad. I don't remember it hurting like this for 4 and 5 days. Hmm. So, it has not been fun. Look, you see my bruise? From
what?
From my IV. I sent the picture of the IV sticking out of my forearm to D.
Who has an aversion to needles?
Has a fear of needles.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I opened that up. No, I didn't. I opened it up and I was like, it made me angry. It's like,
that's my revenge for all the times he sends me OCD pictures. The things just being a little bit off just to freak me out.
There's a row of bricks and there's one that's just like,
it's
going to stick it out a little.
Like 20 pencils in a box and one of them's facing the wrong way. That kind of stuff freaks me out.
Now, when you see that, when you see 20 going one way and or 19 going one way and one going the other, do you switch the one or do you switch them all?
He'll switch the one.
I'll switch the one. The one, yes, conformity. It's the one that's wrong.
But what if all of them are point out and the one is eraser out? I would make it to where it's safer. That's the way I am. I'm like, oh, well, these all need to be point in if I changed them.
That's you, man. I just want them to all be the same.
I don't know, maybe think of this, but talking about erasing stuff and pencils. Do you guys remember when you're in school and erasable ink came out?
Yeah.
I thought that was the coolest witchcraft ever, that you could take an ink pen and then erase it.
Do you say ink pen or pen? Obviously, you say ink pen. Well, Patrick, what do you say?
I said it then just because I was making sure you knew the difference between an eraser that works on a pencil, which is common, and an ink pen.
You mean like a lead pen to an ink pen?
Yes, it is. I guess it is it is a lead pen. A pencil is a lead pen.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Or a graphite pen. They're not lead anymore.
It's graphite.
It's so funny because you can stab yourself and the teachers will still go, oh, you'll get lead poisoning.
Do you remember? Just pens.
Yeah. The phone call?
Yes, the candid phone. Bub, look at Bub's face. He doesn't remember.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh wow. Man. I thought it was in gold.
I don't know if it is, but I have the actual call somewhere. It is.
It was
an old candid phone. We actually played it on one of our own salespeople who was new at the radio station we were at. And you pretended to be a guy who owned a store where all you sold was pens.
That's pens. Right. I like the way you keep saying
that's
pens.
That's how you said
I remember that because the voice I used was like,
just pens. Yeah, we've got commercial. We should just say the name a lot. Just pens.
Oh,
just
so you were pens. Trying to get them to advertise a pen store?
Yeah. We want to buy some ads for our new store.
And it was called just pens. Pens.
We called one of the salespeople. if she would sell commercials to this guy.
And of course she did. She was like, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah. Don't you think that's a great idea?
Oh, yes.
I'll be right over so we can fill this contract out.
That is a
great idea. What kind of pens do you want? We got all kinds of pens. Just pens.
Now, we don't sell pencils. We got just pens.
Just pens.
Yeah, it went on and on. Anyway.
All right.
When is the NFL draft, by the way?
Thursday.
April 29th. Oh.
Thursday. I already got a little group together. We're going to have wings, and we're going to watch the draft, and it's going to be good. That's right, man. I care. I get so excited about the draft and free agency.
I'm just not.
I like the first round. Now that they do the first round separate, I kind of
right. I enjoy the first round. After that,
well, that's the one we're going Thursday night. We're going to have wings and beers and, you know, watch the first round.
Yeah, well, I get that.
So that's cool, and it's a reason to get together with the guys and hang out.
They've really done it a lot better, though. In the past, it was kind of now it's a production. I will tell you what I hate, though, is those they kind of overdo the drama sometimes, but they've got cameras everywhere. They're, you know, cameras in on, you know, not the locker room, but the office of whatever team and going back and forth. And there's a guy, they still have it where the guy's on the phone, right? In the building.
Usually, yeah.
They still have, that's kind of the old way they used to do it, but it's entertaining. It really is. They've done a good job of it.
Next week when you're doing the podcast, I am going to be at Disney World with Germans.
Oh, really?
Yes. I am meeting...
Don't they have their own Disney?
They do not have their own Disney.
I thought Europe had one.
I did,
Europe
too.
Has a Disney, but that's not why they're
coming.
Yeah,
but they don't need to come here, then. Stay with your own Disney.
No. This is Dominic's company's... my best friend is paying him to come speak at a conference or whatever in Orlando. And so while he's there,
you're going to be
just going to go meet
what
him.
What kind of conference is that?
Chemistry something. Oh, I don't know. He's a chemist. He has a PhD in smart. Chemistry.
He's really smart.
Yes. I tell bad jokes for a living.
You're really smart too, though. But I mean,
yeah, but I didn't do anything with it. I didn't bother to actually, you know, learn chemistry.
I still want to do one of those escape rooms with you guys because we all think very differently. I think we're all very smart in our own weird way, and those escape rooms are fun. You go and they lock you in a room, and then you have an hour to figure out all the puzzles to get out, or else you theoretically.
Who all would be in the room? You think who would your team be?
I would just like to do it, just the four of us, to see if we could do it.
I mean, it's a great video, except they don't let you video it, right?
No, they don't, because they don't want the secrets getting out.
Yeah.
But you always have to have somebody who is a numbers person. Like, whenever I go, we have a friend of ours, two friends of ours, who are accountants.
Okay, so
they're great for the numbers things.
Who do you think is the number guy?
Patrick.
Me? That's what I think.
Yeah.
What do you think Carson brings?
Carson brings a knowledge of pop
80s rock
culture.
Trivia?
No. And she has that knowledge of pop culture that none of us have.
Is that going to help you get out of the escape?
You don't know. You don't know what the
what you need.
You don't know what you're going to need. So you would have to have somebody who does numbers.
What does Bubba bring us? Bubba brings us that craftiness, that
unpredictability.
Yeah, that thinking. Because
Bubba will think of the thing that none of us are thinking.
Yes.
We're all thinking it's probably this, and he's
going to
come
going,
up with,
oh, no, but yeah. what if they decided to think that you already would think that, and so they planned for that, and they hit it in the roof.
I'm the iocane powder guy.
Yeah, conspiracy guy.
conspiracy guy.
And what do I bring?
You bring a mix of all that. I think you kind of bring
that means nothing.
Yeah.
That means I don't bring anything. You gave me the old generic, oh, you're great.
You got a great personality.
That's what you just said about me.
No.
Yeah, because
you also think very odd. You think very odd. And yeah.
He think a lot of things, though, you guys are not on the same page, though, when you're trying to solve something. So
I think that's why it would help.
Right. It would be a varied sense of how to approach it.
Yeah. I mean, you and I, the whole reason our show even started is because we're polar opposites. You know, you were the good kid.
But we're not polar opposite.
We're pretty polar opposite. I mean, the way we were raised, you know, we were both kind of like, you know.
I don't know. I don't think that we're polar opposites. I think that
we approach things from different angles.
I think we have polar. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's the best. That's the best way to say it.
I mean, we really do.
Because I can't tell if our personalities are similar or they used to be way off, but they've gotten closer because we've been so much together.
And there are times where the two of you together come up with an idea. And it's like you have the same brain. It's not all the time. It's about a third of the time. And it's terrifying.
Why is that?
Because it's usually something
great,
really stupid.
It's really something awesome.
It's usually like, we had this great idea when you weren't here. And I always know it's going to be dangerous and it's going to be probably expensive or both. You know.
Bob and I were talking the other day about all the dumb things that we've done in the past, things that we would never do today.
Oh, my goodness.
Just from a...
Like talking about radio things?
Yeah, just from a lawsuit standpoint. Just from, you know, things that... It started because of that show that had everyone drink water.
Oh, the conversation started with that, yeah.
And whoever can last the longest without going to the bathroom. And that lady died and sued. And the family sued.
And this is one of those things... Where everyone acts like that was so stupid. How could they not know? And you know what?
Well, I didn't know
people had been doing that.
Until that lady died. I didn't know that you could get water poisoning.
No, I mean, I knew you could die from hyponatremia, but not like
what
that.
What did you call it?
Holy crap. Did you just say
and
the
that's
actual
why we,
name?
That's why we need him on our team.
Did you say hyponatremia?
Hyponatremia.
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 Natrium is salt, so you have, and hypo is not enough. You drink too much water, your body doesn't have
water.
Enough salt. No, hypo.
No, that's hydro.
Oh, my
hydro.
Bad.
Yeah. So the reason you die is not because you have too
and
much.
And that's why we need him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when you need words that, mispronounced and not spelled right. Hey, where's D?
Maybe we'll get to the one escape room designed by idiots.
You know what?
We'll
maybe.
Like, oh, yeah, we got this.
You guys keep spelling that word right. What if we spelled it the way I would? Hey, it worked.
I think it's supposedly. And you know what? It would be. Of course it would. No, but going back to it, the water.
Let's move on. Go ahead.
I say the water stunt was stupid, but no one thought it was stupid before they did it.
Would have thought it was dangerous. No. And I totally.
And we've done
I'm telling you right now, though, if somebody said, hey, let's do this, let's do concert tickets, and we'll have people drink water and first
until
one
somebody pees.
The last one who doesn't pee wins.
Yeah, you're not trying to hurt
people.
You're trying to make people
pee
themselves.
Yeah, let's do it. It's great. I didn't know you could die.
It's been done a long time, and no one's died. And then, you know.
And someone did.
Then it happened. And then a bunch of people got
fired.
That's the way a lot of things happen. That's how everything gets changed. Why do you think we have seatbelts? Why do you think that there are certain security measures put in place for airplanes? It's because it wasn't there before and people died. And then they said never again or not as much, and they changed it. Airbags.
Yeah, that's a little.
Then airbags started killing
people.
That's
a drastic thing. I'm just thinking of going back to the dumb things that we've done.
Dude, my favorite one is whenever we put a lady in a kiddie pool and we slathered her with wet dog food. Like covered her whole body, and she had to let dogs lick all the dog food off of her,
like out of a can. Nasty.
Canned wet dog food, and she had to have let the dogs lick all of that off of her. And if she did
that doesn't even sound like a good idea.
It was funny.
Where did we get the dogs? Were they?
No, we had listeners. That's the dumbest thing.
Then we had just random strange dogs come and meet us in the parking lot.
Bring your dog down. This would be great. And like she did it, and they
did probably it and, I don't know, 6 or 8 dogs.
Yeah. They just ate all this food off of her, and like now.
I mean, can you?
There's no way.
No way.
No
Somebody
way.
Would get bit.
Similar to the the water thing, I think we had found out that no one can drink a full gallon of milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in under whatever time it was
without throwing up,
and so we had like people come in and try to see how much milk. That's
Did
got
we do
to
that?
Be more dangerous than water. Yes.
Did they throw up?
Yes. Oh. Are they stopped because they got sick and they didn't finish?
We do a lot of stuff.
You remember
the
time we had a guy, he wanted to get tickets, and so we said, okay, if you come down here and we have a 9-volt battery and you can hold it to your tongue for 60 seconds, we'll give you the tickets. And it shocked
you.
It was a little mild. And his eyes started watering. He's going,
He's probably got Alzheimer's right now. He's
Let's
in the,
all
he's in the,
rent,
he's
the
in the rent a grandparent program
oh,
now.
Yeah. Yeah. We could go Lisa.
Check him out.
I went with a woman to a tattoo parlor where we tattooed a tractor on her butt.
That's right.
For Kenny Chesney tickets.
That's right.
And that was, it was.
Yeah, I remember that. I can still see that.
Oh, I'll tractor. Never unsee it.
Yeah. Remember somebody tattooed our names on them?
Yep.
Yeah.
God's dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb. Dumb.
We've done some dumb stuff.
No, I meant that person is dumb to put our name on.
Could you imagine? Is there any one thing that you believe in so much that you would say, you know what, I'm going to have it tattooed on my body?
Jesus, I mean, that's about it.
Besides,
Jesus.
And I'm talking about brands
of
something.
No.
Like I see people get football logos and sports and all that kind of stuff. And my problem is you never know when your team is going to leave. This is the professional sports world. You never know.
It's these people who, I mean, you want to put a butterfly on your back or your shoulder, that's one thing. If you want to be a prognosticator that your team's going to win the 2020 World Series, you're an idiot. you're just an idiot.
The people that do that just
because that one guy got it right. Remember that?
Yeah.
I forget who it was. And all the media got on. Hey, this guy, how about this guy? He put a tattoo on himself because he thinks his team's going to win coming up in 6 months. And they did. And, oh, my gosh, now every moron's putting, World Series, Super Bowl. Who does that?
Bubba would do it if he thought that would make the Saints win the Super Bowl.
No, he wouldn't.
I will make a T-shirt.
He wouldn't do that.
I'll make a T-shirt and do that kind of stuff because I've done it. I've done it in 2009.
Time out. Where that's nothing to do with a tattoo.
No, I know. But no,
not even
I don't think there's any brand of any item on the planet that I would slap on my body.
I wouldn't even put
America.
Because
I believed in it too much.
I wouldn't even put the American flag on me.
Oh, I would.
I wouldn't.
I definitely would.
I wouldn't.
Really?
No.
He doesn't have any tattoos, so.
No, that's
true. I just wouldn't do it, man.
I think if you've had one tattoo, I think there's not a single American who would deny or who would go, yeah, I would do that. I think anybody with a tattoo would totally put the American flag on.
Are you saying that if you don't put a tattoo of America on you, that you don't love the country as much?
No, what I'm saying is
similar. That's kind of what you're saying.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you had a tattoo, you would probably go, yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think a lot of people would.
I think so.
I don't think you guys
love America enough.
That's right. Oh, you don't what? You don't love America? You won't put a tattoo on your butt? Well, who puts an American tattoo on their butt? But anyway,
dude, I'm telling you right now, there's somebody.
Unless that way you can go kiss my American butt.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. It's a neat little visual trick there for games.
I got better places.
I just
put that flag, baby.
Forehead. I don't even like people who put bumper stickers on their car. I mean.
You hate it.
I don't like it at all.
I have stickers on my truck, and they're in the back window.
But they're on the back window. That's better.
And
how about the people who put political stickers on their car?
I had a political sticker this year.
Oh, so stupid.
For the election, I had my Gary Johnson sticker on there.
And to put another person's name on your car is dumb.
And there's people driving by Bubba going, who is that? Is that guy running for
councilman? You know who that guy is driving? That's Gary Johnson.
I finally took it off at the end of February.
I want to say I voted for Gary Johnson twice, not this time and last time. I still didn't put a bumper sticker on my car.
No, I don't get it, man. I really don't. Anyway. Anything else, you boys?
I think we're good.
Crazy kids.
I think we're ready to start the weekend. Big shout out to everybody who's watching on Facebook Live. Hi, y'all.
Yes.
And an amazing shout out to everybody who is actually listening to the audio version of the podcast. You guys rock. Can't tell you enough how much we appreciate you taking the time to listen. I think it's cool.
It is cool. And I also want to say thank you to those who, I don't always read the comments and stuff on the Facebook thing, but I did notice a couple weeks ago that someone had a question, and because we're not watching the screen all the time, so
we'll
miss it. You'll ask, we apologize. You're going to ask the question, and we don't get it. And then other people will help them because they already, they know the answer.
And they help each other.
So thank you.
Here's something else too, just so you know, when we're doing the live, we see about 8 comments at a time. So if a bunch of people comment, it pushes your comment away, and we can't see it.
Yeah.
So. Just that's why sometimes we miss it. And if we do, we usually will go back after the podcast and answer. So thank you, everybody. Finding your very, very special someone. That's right. I'm going into the sponsor now. Just got really easy. All you have to do is download the match.com. Did I say download? I think I said download.
Like Lisa Loeb?
Like, yeah.
Thank you. Maybe you did.
Hmm.
Name a Lisa Loeb song. Go.
You say, I don't know what it was called.
Is Lisa Loeb the one who does that song with the animal rescue?
No,
that's
Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, right. Aren't you a big Lisa Loeb fan, Patrick?
I am.
Patrick, you had a crush on her for a while, didn't you?
Yeah.
You still have a crush on her?
Can you name 3 Lisa Loeb songs?
I wonder if she's on Match.com.
Name 3 Lisa Loeb songs.
You have that sent right to your phone.
Stay, which is the one Bubba's singing, and Do You Sleep are the only ones I know off the top of my head.
She didn't do Kiss Me, did she? Kiss me on the barley. I like that one. It's not her, though?
No.
I like it, though.
Is she the one that does that? Da, 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 da,
no,
da, da,
not her.
Oh.
That was Tom.
I think those were the only 2 songs
Tom's Diner
that were real hits.
She had more than one? I thought Stay was the only hit she had.
No, she had another top
she did
10
Stay?
Song called... Yeah.
People stay.
Oh, wait. She had Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover.
No.
Damn!
That's just going to attribute every one-hit wonder girl from the 90s to Lisa Loeb.
Didn't she do a song with Slick Rick back in the day?
Walk like an Egyptian.
Knock it out the box, Rick.
Go ahead and download the Match.com mobile app. You can get your matches sent directly to your phone. And remember, if you're one of our podcast listeners, you can get 7 days for free.
Oh, I know she did. She did that. This is how we do it.
That was Montel Williams.
Thank you, Bubba. It's a joke.
We're still going 7 days for free. Go to match.com/Bubba, and you can get hooked up. So, again, check it out. Match.com. Get their mobile app. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Just pins.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Is this Lisa Loeb?
On the radio.
No.
Every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
God, that ending kills me every time. I kind of forget about it, and then I go, oh, it's coming.
Creepy dude.
Here comes the I'm sorry guy.